This Sunday, HBO begins a new 13-week series called The Sopranos. It has nothing to do with opera. Soprano is the family name for an organized crime clan which specializes in the business of waste management. And when the head of the family isn't bumping people off, he's in therapy. Critic Ken Tucker has a review.
A tough guy with the soul of a neurotic, waste management consultant Tony Soprano has been having anxiety attacks. This could be because the real garbage in his life is the mob gang he presides over, an unruly, unhappy collision of generations who can't agree on what rackets to exploit. The younger thugs even make fun of the Godfather movies. I ask you, is nothing sacred? Tony's home life is no better. He's trapped in suburban New Jersey with his grasping, lacquered blonde wife, Carmela, played by Edie Falco from HBO's prison drama Oz, his two sullen teenage kids, and his tough but increasingly senile mother, played with Italian imperiousness by Nancy Marchand, who usually specializes in WASP imperiousness, as she did as the newspaper publisher on the old Lou Grant show. Is it any wonder this series is structured around Tony's therapy sessions? Here's Tony with his shrink, about to tell her about a score he had to settle with a guy who owed him money.
We saw this guy, and there was this issue of an outstanding loan.
Can I stop you for a second? I don't know where this story is going. What you tell me here falls under doctor-patient confidentiality. Except if a patient comes to me and tells me a story where someone's going to get hurt, I'm supposed to go to the authorities. Technically. I don't know what happened with this fellow. I'm just saying.
Nothing. We had coffee.
Well, what really happens is that Tony then runs over the poor schlub to exact his revenge and his debt. The Sopranos is constantly shifting tone like this, from therapy session to family drama to mob thriller, and it turns out to be a brilliant conceit. Tony speaks of his insecurities and conflicted emotions, accepts a prescription for Prozac, and then we see him go out into the world to crack heads, consort with strippers, and kneecap idiots who don't pay up on time. The straight-laced psychologist Jennifer Melfi is played by Lorraine Bracco from that other great mob movie, Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas. It's only the first of many sweet ironies from series creator David Chase, who gave us the couldn't-be-more-different 1991 civil rights drama All Fly Away, as well as Northern Exposure. The Sopranos is full of surprises, ranging from its casting, Stephen Van Zandt of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band makes a fine gangster, to its music. Everything from the Young Rascals to Elvis Costello explodes on the soundtrack. As Tony, James Gandolfini gives a magnificently shrewd, guarded performance. For all its profanity and bursts of violence, there's an enormously delicate variety of emotions explored in The Sopranos. If, like me, you thought you never wanted to see another mob story, be sure to check this one out.
Ken Tucker, critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.